convicted killer Florida man released from prison stabs woman to death. The Aegis Alliance. A Florida man that had been locked up in prison for 25 years on a second-degree murder conviction prior to his release in 2020 is now implicated in stabbing a single mom until she died by using a screwdriver. 54-year-old Eric Pearson is facing a first-degree murder charge in the death of age 33 Erica Verdesha that was discovered dead in a Davie Canal in the morning last Saturday. This comes after her being reported missing 3 weeks ago. After Verdesha disappeared, her mom made use of social networks to make an effort to track her last activities, the South Florida Sun-Sentinel reported. A pal informed her that he had observed Verdesha with a grimy-looking guy at a sandwich store that said he was Eric Pearson. "I flipped out," Carmen Verdesha said. "I told the police my daughter was seen with a killer. And then they started looking for her. But it was too late." Pearson was found guilty of second-degree murder in 1995 of age 17 Christina Whitaker that was discovered beaten and suffocated under clutter at a construction site in Davie. Pearson was handed down a prison sentence of 40 years and had been released on September 3, 2020. 10 years prior in 1985, Pearson burglarized a Davie residence and slit the neck of a lady that amazingly lived through it. Pearson was convicted on a charge of first-degree attempted murder and spent 4 years of an 18-year sentence in prison prior to being paroled. The morning after Verdesha disappeared, at about 2:15 a.m., authorities pulled Pearson's vehicle over and Verdesha was in the passenger seat, yet she revealed no signs of distress. It's not clear why the police had stopped him. Under 2 hours afterward, he presumably murdered her, stabbing her in her neck twice and once in each of her eyes using a screwdriver. Authorities questioned Pearson a minimum of 2 times, such as on Friday, when they additionally searched his car as well as discovered blood in the passenger's side of the vehicle. His girlfriend phoned the cops that evening to state he was acting strangely and had been looking at the canal behind her residence. "Damn, that bitch stinks," Eric Pearson purportedly said. "If they don't find a body, they don't have a case." In the morning on Saturday, police located Verdesha's body. "Why is this guy in the streets? Why?" Carmen Verdesha stated. "He's going to pay this time. We're not going to stop until we see him in the electric chair." Tommy T. The Aegis Alliance. This work is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 4.0 International License.